This is the Urban Legends Podcast. I am your host, BM. In this episode, we will travel 88 kilometers away from Nairobi to Naivasha, where we meet Kamau Ngige, popularly known as Kama, aka Githingithia, of the legendary Kalamashaka crew.
The Urban Legends for real.
Najua Sabu.
Ngige is my dad, and I'm in Zaliwalari. Najua, sometime in 1978. And Lari is paralyzed. Because I was the first place I saw, and it's still beautiful.
It was a seismic event that changed the cultural landscape.
My dad, I think, Akafuka Kazi, when I was very little. And he came from a nice house, a shack, somewhere in Garariga.
Using hip hop to tell their life experiences coming from
Garariga. It was shocking, I think, to my parents nowadays when I look at it. But for me, I was young, so I just adjusted. I didn't notice we were poor or rich or whatever. But later on, domestic violences and things, my mom separated. We were raised by my mom to a point. When I say to a point, is all the way to class 3, class 2. Then my dad was living in Nairobi, and at one point we followed my dad in Nairobi, me and my brother, and we left my sisters and everybody.
So how many siblings, may I ask?
But right now we are 8 because my brother died. But we are 9 of us. My mom, same dad, same mom.
Okay.
And so he ended up in Nairobi. I'm trying to cut this story, it's a long story. Yeah, but Dandora, now we are straight from Ushago, you know? But we are young, so we don't give a fuck. You know, it's actually strange. I formed Sheng Rap, but when I came to Nairobi, I was laughed at. But. Later on to adopt to Maisha Nairobi.
Okay.
And then through that Maisha Nairobi, I discovered different things like Taekwondo. The first thing I joined was Taekwondo when I was like 12. Because when I was like 12 or 13 there, all the kids that were my friends, that I made friends, were told not to play with me. The whole of neighborhood was warned not to be playing with me because I challenged the churches that kids used to go to. We all kids, but kids would come with crucifix and they'll tell me, "Oh, this is God. That's why he's lighting in the dark." Laughing at me, I'll be like, "No, man, so that's some bullshit."
Wow.
The parents kind of, I was isolated. But through my isolation, I found Taekwondo. I went to a gym and we are peeping on the window. Then the coach said, "Hey, you want to come in and join?" And me, I joined Taekwondo. Very young. Breakdance movie back in the 80s. So that registered in my head like there's something else being done somewhere. Say an Ed Lover.
Okay.
That was like an MTV thing.
The late 80s and early 90s were an interesting time for those coming of age in Kenya.
watching
public enemy, watching this from multi-party democracy.
But
which is mostly epitomized by some Sabbath protests.
The political mood here is crazy, but also some shit is happening abroad. Because the same 92 year is when Rodney King in LA
has
been brutalized. So I'm watching CNN and LA is burning,
what?
And Nairobi is burning. Nairobi is Sabasaba. So to me, CNN, I could say that these stories are the same. When I found hip hop, he had like Red, Black, and So reggae in the early 90s, and hip hop was very together. You know? Because before hip hop, America was a facade, like a dream, like a stupid ass dream that our dads used to tell us. No, America is this shit, and you know? And but hip hop
during this period that Kamala was able to draw
America
parallels between what was happening in Kenya
fucked up
and
America,
in places like Los Angeles,
kids are getting shot. Fucked up New Jersey, fucked up Compton, and I'm looking at Compton or New Jersey. I'm like, damn, in Dandora.
Things took a turn for the worse.
But at this point, like. In a moment in history, when you talk about, especially when you talk about post 92, 93, and what happens in Dando, in just in a particular neighborhood.
So I met these two guys, Johnny and Roba, and our friends, but they are rapping together. I'm rapping by myself. And later on, we combined to create a crew, and the crew was called Dandora Crew. No, the Three Dandora Crew or some stuff like the Three Dimension Crew. Then we started rapping in Sean, because before that everybody was rapping in English. And we actually found the people who were actually big than us, there was Abbas and his brother. You know, when we got into rapping in F2,
it was not even Jerry Dubis at that time.
Jerry Dubis is a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Actually went to high school together, to primary. But we were in the same. He was in one class higher than me. In Dandora Primary. And actually, Abbas, people don't know, but he was actually the top student in the whole of Dandora. And then we found ourselves in F2, found Abbas there. They already established them. They could rap. Those guys, we are actually trying. We are choking, you know? Yeah, but later on, we started rapping in Sheng. And no one was rapping in Sheng. And we took over the clubs. So, nobody could battle us.
I think
from there on.
Sheng.
Okay, growing up, we used to have something called a Monto. If we spoke Sheng or Mother Tongue, you are given a bone. And if you stay with that bone for the whole class, you are whooped. So the hood was never, you could never speak English. English, if you are Dan, Eastland, or anywhere, Kangware,
The breakout hit came in 1997 with Tafsirihi, which literally means translate this. Here they were asking their listeners to translate their Sheng lyrics, but also to translate the experiences told by those lyrics in life.
Maisha kule tini masi, nina ya nijulia ya masi. Kasi vili, inga watu kwa chini, wadu zina chumali. Sikiza kwa machu, kasi vili. Inga watu kwa chini, wadu zina chumali. Sikiza kwa machu, kasi vili. siri, wewe unastahili kunipa nafasi nitumie Swahili.
Their debut album ni Wakati, This Is The Time, followed a year later. The album's title track sampled Martin Luther King, Speaking of the Mau Mau, and its lyrics called the African youth to realize that it was time to make change. There was a revolutionary fire burning in the young MCs that tied them to a larger Pan-African history, and it was in a language of the urban youth.
Once you listen, anybody listen, then Africa will be free. That's my message. I'm not just talking, I'm not telling you to listen to some bullshit. I'm telling you to listen so you can be free.
The Mau Mau were revolutionaries. They were the ones who made the word Uhuru. They were the ones who brought it to the fore. The Mau Mau, they were revolutionaries.
Wawa ni wakati, na kama we hujui ni wakati. Woka man ndani ya zangu pati pati. Wona ndugu zangu kijida round yo sitaki. Haki, nyuma tusi baki, kibia shule. Ujue kuhuzwa kina samori tube. Meneni, hawa kufanya na yo kazi ya bure ni mashujaa. Wajeni kuzu batu eneza mbamba. Na naojifanya kukuwe upe. Mtoke kwenye madrachi ni kanata. Super power.
Anytime I hear people say, these kids are young, that's why they don't have content. I'm like, what the hell? Come yeah. I had content when you were 14. Excuses. My fathers are doing some stupid shit,
Like, that they are.
They are young. What do you mean?
In speaking to Kama, I ask what he makes of the current moment, culturally and politically, and his answer is that we must listen. Listen to each other. Listen to the music that came before that still tells us it is still the time. It is always the time for change. He says that being young isn't an excuse for not making music that uplifts society. We are the change we want to see in the world. And now, like always, is the time.
Hosted by the Black Panthers. Actually, this is the place the movie Idi Amin was done.